Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. According to the Catholic Church, the rosary consists of two prayers, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, combined with meditation on the Word of God. The Word of God, which consists of Scripture, tradition, meaning the writings of the saints, and the teaching of the Church. However, many people, especially in the U.S., choose to add the Apostles' Creed and an additional Our Father and three Hail Marys and the Glory Be at the very beginning. And the absence of these extra prayers, it's been a barrier for some new listeners, and we want to remove that obstacle, so we are incorporating them. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of the holy name of Jesus. Have you ever thought about all the ways that God is present to us? Theologians have come up with a long list. God is present by his power. He can do anything, anywhere, anytime. And God is present by his sustaining causal power. If God didn't keep you and me and the whole universe in existence at every single second, well, we'd fall back into nothingness. We'd be annihilated instantly. And God is present by his knowledge of everything. He sees intimately everything that happens everywhere. And most importantly, Jesus makes God present to us. Jesus is present in his humanity that walked the earth, and he's present in your soul right now by the grace of baptism. And Jesus is present in a special way in the ordained priest and bishop, and he's present in the poor. And Jesus is most especially present in the Eucharist. But there's a very special way in which Jesus is present, and maybe we don't think about it enough. Jesus declared, "Where two or three gather in my name, I am there with them." When we gather in the holy name of Jesus, he powerfully joins us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. If we're going to understand this presence of Jesus when two or three gather together in his holy name, we have to begin by understanding that for Jesus, physical presence matters. The whole incarnation is based on the idea that physical, immediate presence is really crucial. When God came to save us, he came in human form. And he actually came. He didn't use some kind of media to come to us remotely. He didn't send us voice messages. He didn't send a link to his latest YouTube video. He didn't even publish a book and make sure that he got a good press release and a wide distribution. He actually came himself in person, and he came physically because he wanted to be with us. Because being physically present to us mattered to him. And being physically present to one another should matter to us. There must be some special sense in which Jesus wants us to come together in small groups so that he can be there with us in a special way. And that means if we aren't gathering together in small groups, as a family or with friends, then we're missing out on one of the most important ways that Jesus wants to be present with us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. We should stop and ask ourselves, why does physical presence matter so much? The answer is pretty simple. Human beings are composite beings made up of both body and soul. Human beings are creatures of space and time because we're body as well as soul. So if you want to save human beings, if you want to help your loved ones and friends get to heaven, you literally have to meet them where they're at. You have to go to the place they are, or invite them to the place where you are. So the question is, with whom do you gather together so that Christ can be present? Now Our Lady wants us to gather our family and friends around her and pray the rosary, and then have some good conversation based on the content of the meditation. But if you're like me, then you probably have some people in your life who just won't do that. So now what do? Well, we have to build a bridge through friendship and good conversation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. People come to God through other people. People come to God through friendship. But friendship takes time. Doing good things together and having conversation while we do those good things. But it's really hard to build that bridge with people who just aren't interested in God. So how do we build the bridge? Well, you can't start with a frontal attack like, hey, if you don't go to Mass or to confession, you're going to hell. See, forcing our ideas, even if we're right, it never works. This principle is summed up this way. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Instead, remember this principle. Curiosity before judgment. Seek first to know and understand, because every person wants to be known, understood, loved, and cared for. So the first goal of a conversation is not to tell people stuff, and it's not to make them think the way you think, and it's not even to share your faith with them. Rather, the first goal is to have a genuine curiosity, a wonder, a fascination in the other person that causes you to seek to know and understand them by asking good questions, listening carefully, and then asking good follow-up questions. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, getting to know people. The best way to build a bridge with someone is to learn what the other person really cares about. Think about the people you interact with most. Do you know what they are interested in most? Do you know what they care about most, or what their favorite thing to do is? If not, then you don't know them very well. And you need to learn the art of asking good questions. Ask them things like, what are they listening to on podcast? Or the last good movie they watched or book they read? Ask them what they liked about it and why. Or ask for their opinion and ideas about things. And then don't correct them. Leave them free to have their own ideas. Or ask them, hey, why do you think people think this way or do that? Or ask them how this situation or that experience that they've gone through, ask them, how did that make you feel? Then you can start to get to the more important questions like, hey, what do you desire most? I mean, what do you want most out of life? Or what are your fears and struggles? Through questions, we really begin to learn about a person. We find out their interests, and then we should be interested in that, because that shows you're interested in them. And by this, we demonstrate their inestimable worth, and we validate their existence. In a sense, we're saying to them, it's good that you exist. How wonderful you are. See, we have to be genuinely interested in another person before they are likely to be interested in God. And if you keep it up and are patient, one day you will be able to gather together with them in the holy name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I really want to get your thoughts on this meditation, but I want to really let people know that our mission really is to help all the people praying with us, to help them lead their friends and loved ones to Jesus. And it doesn't matter where they are in the process. You might have a rosary group and you meet regularly. You might be part of a faith group, but you don't pray the rosary. Or you might have a group of friends that get together, but you're not to the point where you can share the faith yet. Or you might have family and friends who are just not even interested, and you just don't even know how to approach them, but you really have a desire. Wherever you are in this spectrum, we want to help you. And the first practical step is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on Rosary Groups, whether you have a group or not. And then once you click there, join the group, fill out the form, because that will help us to reach out to you to start giving you real personal guidance. We really want to walk with you in this journey of helping your family and friends to heaven. But everyone's in different places, so we got to help you individually. So, Teresa, what are your thoughts with this whole thing?
I had a lot of thoughts. For a simple one, I think, this is just how we are as people, that if you can't meet in person, a phone call is fine, but we can't act as if friendships just exist on their own with no effort. If you're not putting an effort, you will lose them. If you're not present to people, you'll lose them. That's true with our relationship with God. If we're not praying, if we're not going to church, if we're not, even if we're praying in our hearts, but we're not being physically present to him, because it's just how we're created, like you said, body and soul. And it's very true with people, that I think we have this idea that once you're on someone's good side, you're friends, and You can't lose that unless you do something wrong. But it does take continuous effort. It takes saying yes, making sacrifice, setting aside the time, and when you're with each other. I love watching movies with people, but I like sitting down and discussing it afterwards. Or I like doing more than that. I like doing dinner with them first. I like not just sitting in front of a screen together or something. Because it takes body and soul. You gotta be in each other's presence, and you've got to be really connecting in that way. But secondary, I was thinking about, I think people might listen to the rosary and be like, well, Mike Schirschlick knows a lot about how to convert people, so it's gotta be easy for him, because he's a theologian, and he would know how to argue all the points. So A, I'm sure everyone he knows is Catholic because of him, and he has complete control over that, and he's more fit to do it than I am. But I think what most people who know you actually understand is that you are just good at knowing people. And you know a lot of people who aren't Catholic because you just get to know people. Not because it's the long game, but because it's good to know people. And you just get everyone's stories, and you're just genuinely excited and interested in them. I think the saddest thing you can do is not be excited about people.
I totally agree. I've never talked to a human who didn't have a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone has an interest, and interests are interesting. Everyone has an interesting story. They just don't realize it. Even at the very least, learn what's different about the two of you and be excited about that, because it's just very illuminating.
Well, I think the struggle is the people in our inner circles. Because we've lived with them, we get this idea, we know them so well, we get bored with them. Let's just call a spade a spade. We get bored with them and take them for granted.
Maybe your friends. My friends are wild.
But you,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take an interest, then you're never going to know that they're interesting.
There's this saying, familiarity breeds contempt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think it breeds contempt, but We can tend to...
We take it for granted.
Take each other for granted. And where we have to most apply this is with the people that we spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. Our spouse, our kids, our parents, our coworkers. You would think we would know them the best, and often we don't.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I am shocked every day. I think every time my roommate opens her mouth, I'm shocked. She just, as we say at home, she very casually drops lore. Like, she'll just, I'll be like, I didn't know you lived in this random state. You have extra siblings I just didn't know about. That kind of thing that makes it kind of easy to stay very interested and very engaged. But I'll never forget going to visit a friend of mine in Colorado, and she invited one of her friends to get dinner, and she was really worried because she just thought, these two people have nothing in common, and they're not going to have anything to talk about, and it's going to be pretty, pretty boring, or they're not going to connect. And then within about 5 minutes, we'd completely blocked our mutual friend out of the conversation, because I found out that her dad was a pilot.
Oh.
And that she loved going to air shows. And it's not what someone would have expected us to connect on, but I was just so excited to hear her passion about something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other important thing that you brought up was that we need to do good stuff together, share experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But then we need to talk about them together.
Yes, absolutely.
Like we just...
You don't have to have the same interest, is my point. You just have to listen and enjoy that, to learn.
There's that. But also, I'm taking it a step further. Do good stuff with people, mm-hmm. share experiences, but then we always stop right there.
Yeah, nothing breaks my heart more. Because, I mean, throughout all of college, we had this great, like, essentially a big group of people. And we'd, every movie that came out, we'd take, like, 20 students and we'd all go together.
Yeah.
But I found it heartbreaking when people went to went through all the effort to plan and sit next to each other and meet there, and then they just left. And sometimes we would actually stay and discuss, and I loved that. I could discuss a movie for 2 hours.
But see, this is the essence of friendship, companionship. Mm-hmm. It's friendship or companionship happens when this happens.
I like you say, we don't learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on experience.
Yeah.
And we should do that together because that's how we learn the most.
Companionship, friendship is when you do things together and then you talk about them together. Like this pilgrimage that we just went on.
Mm-hmm.
We had some great experiences on this pilgrimage. But do you know what capped it all off? Because we had to stop in Iceland on the way back, sitting until 3 a.m.
4 a.m.
And sitting until 4 a.m. talking about our experience on the pilgrimage is what capped it all off.
Yeah, because if you don't stop, then you don't remember, you don't learn, and you never learn about your friends in an organic way. Because it's good to learn to ask questions, but you won't even have to ask all these crazy questions if naturally as you go through things, you ask them. And when you hear about what they thought about a movie, what they thought about the book they're reading, what they thought about the experience that you both just had.
Yes.
You get an entirely different perspective of who they are based on their perspective of that experience.
Yeah. It's so simple. Shared experience, and then share conversation.
Mm-hmm. It makes it super easy. Just share your thoughts. Share your dumb thoughts and ask them about theirs.
And let people share their dumb thoughts or dumb opinions.
Yeah, because remember, any time that you just listen to something that seems meaningless, you're just learning about that person, and that's not meaningless. To you,
yeah,
it might seem, oh, I don't think that way, or that doesn't really interest me.
Yeah.
But you're just learning about that person. That's always useful. That's always good.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I was going to say thanks for getting to know me.
It's good that you exist.
How wonderful you are.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.